Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Here we go, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
That's what we'll hear tonight. Here we go.
Yes, maybe for a couple plays.
Here we go.
We'd like to see if Dak still has an ankle or a groin or a hamstring or collarbone.
Right out of the playoffs. Here we go.
All right, so let's talk about your home loans before we get to sports today. You can feel the energy coming. The next month, we get football coming. Yeah. The next month, it's going to start picking up. And it's good times here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. You know, we listened to that good times intro now for several months, and I end up singing that dang song the whole week long.
I do, too.
I can't get it out of my head. Anyway, we were there back in the day when that show was on TV, and now we're here today talking to you about all the things that have happened between then and now and how to get yourself into the best mortgage when you're trying to buy, refinance, get cash out of your home with the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show here. Let's start it early and get your questions in at 214-354-5989. It's the height of the summer. Rates are down. They're in the best spot they've been here in almost a year. So they're the lowest they've been in 10 months, okay? Mortgage rates are. And they inched up a little bit yesterday, but Bubba, It's time to get this thing done. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, the Fed's going to lower rates sometime here. You know, stock markets are all-time high, home values are all-time high, jobs are at a high, unless you're in Washington, D.C. There's a big, huge bubble out there, and be careful what you ask for, because, you know, a year ago, the Fed dropped the overnight rate by 1%, and the mortgage rates went up 1%. So dropping the overnight rate, which is what the Federal Reserve does, is not going to get the thing done. If you're waiting for mortgage rates to go down, you got to wait for two things. Potentially a catastrophe or a stock market collapse. The only other thing that's going to cause long-term mortgage rates to go down is if someone buys them. And the only one that can buy someone's going to have to buy $500 billion of mortgage bonds, which is only half, you know, Bubba's only got half of that money.
Yeah.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba here. He's here. So Bubba's got half of that half of $1 trillion.
Somebody want to stake me the other half?
And so the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, or one of the four big banks, or the combination of the four big banks, got to come in and buy some mortgage bonds. And it doesn't have to be that much. I tell you what, if you see mortgage rates go down about 0.5%, you'll see a 15 to 20% pickup in the mortgage business.
Right.
Just 0.5%. Why? Because 0.5% is several hundred dollars a month in your mortgage if you have a $500,000 loan. You know, if mortgage rates went down 1%, Bubba,
mm-hmm.
let's call it 1%. On a $480,000 loan, we're using that number because the average purchase sales price of a new built home is $500,000. And so that's the price of an average new built home. So if you get a $480,000 loan off of that thing, then a 1% drop in rates is $400 a month of interest. That $400 a month can buy you an extra $50,000 of home.
Mm.
So people will be able to get more home for their buck for just 1%. We don't need these rates down at 2% or at 3% or at 4%. I can tell you what, a 1% drop in rates, you'll see a 30% pickup in the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting thing to happen, but someone's going to have to come in and start buying mortgage bonds for that to happen, for mortgage rates to go down. So it's not just dropping the overnight rate. The Federal Reserve does not set mortgage rates. And so let's talk about how to get you money now, though, because we're in a current range where mortgage rates have been between 6.5% and I'm going to say an 8% for the last year and a half, for the last three yeah. years. For the last 3 years. And right now you're going to find a lot of rates, give or take 7%. Some around yep. you're going to, some down around 6%, some around 8%. That's going to be for a majority of mortgage loans that are written right now. The ones that are going to be higher than that are going to be home equity lines of credit, home equity loans, investment properties, second homes, low credit scores. The ones that are lower than that are going to be FHA loans or VA loans, mm-hmm. where you're potentially getting a rate buy down a little bit, where you might be able to find a rate up around down around 6% or so. So that's where you're going to find most of your rates. Let's find out where your range of rates is. All of you are going to qualify. All of you are going to qualify within about a 1% range of whether you want to buy your rate down or you want to have low closing costs. How do we get you into your range? How do we get you the best deal for the lowest payment, the lowest out of pocket, and a payment that you can depend on that's fixed over time? That's this show. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. That's our text line. And Bobby, the truck driver, knows it. See, we've been doing radio since 2001 was my first radio show. It was April of 2001, I believe. It might have been January. And so that was 24 years ago, back when I still had dreams and ambitions. So anyway, Bobby the truck driver has been texting us and calling us for probably 20 years. I can't remember. He started calling us a long time ago. We've been on here on this station for about 14 years, mm-hmm. and we've been on other stations over the times. But he says, my daughter's, he looked up his value in his house in Arizona, and if I can move in it from Texas, its value is at 334. I bought it for 180 and 220. He bought it for 180 in 2020.
Wow.
It's up to 334,000. And last year it was 318. Why is it going up? There's areas in this country where home values are going up.
Yep.
And there are areas where it's going down. You're seeing it drop for a lot of values in Florida.
You're seeing it drop here.
In some areas around here, but there are certain parts of town where it's going up. And so, or it's maintaining value. And so it depends on where you are. It depends on the tax values of the area that you're in. It depends really on if you're out there one day and you're shopping that $480,000 loan and you're getting quoted 7.5, and then 3 weeks later the rates are at 7, you're now saving a couple hundred dollars a month on that mortgage payment. You might qualify for more. Bubba, you've seen it. I've seen your deals because I'm seeing mm-hmm. we have the teams. And people are saying my home value. One of our realtor friends said that the appraisal on the home sale came in $25,000 under the sales price.
Yes.
Okay. So
they had to do some negotiating. They basically split the difference, and the sellers,
they're going
to
split the difference.
Yeah.
Buyer's going to come in with more.
It went from 588 to
570.
562, and then they decided they fixed it at a price of 572.
They're going to figure out, and then the buyer's going to come up with 10 grand more.
Yeah. The buyer's going to pay extra. Yes.
So, and people say, what happens if there's a big drop in home value? Someone asked me this week, do you think that the home equity loans will start foreclosing if home values go down? I said, here's the deal is the average home price right now is $500,000 around here.
Yeah.
And if your home value is dropped by 10%, then it goes down $50,000. Well, when you get a home equity loan here in Texas, you must maintain at least 20% equity in your house when you close on it.
Right.
See, back in 2008, when there's a financial collapse, one, the home values were false. Two, they were getting loans that were 110 and 120% of home value around the country.
Mm-hmm.
These home equity loans in Texas have always been, since 1998, they've been limited to 80% of the value of the house. And so when the home value is dropped by 10, 15, 20% in some cases, home people in Texas still had equity in their homes. And so when the home values dropped and they had to sell them, there was still equity in the houses. And so in other parts of the country, not so much. And so that's why we didn't get hurt so bad here in Texas. That's why our economy remained strong. And so if home values do drop a little bit, I don't see them collapsing unless people lose their jobs. See, if people can't pay their mortgage, then you're going to see foreclosures. But it's not going to be because home values dropped a little bit. People will sell their house and have a little bit less equity.
Yep.
A collapse will only occur if people all lose their jobs. So let's not pray for that, right? We don't want to bring any of that in. It's sunshiny today. Let's keep it that way. But yeah, so
I remember back then, one of the reasons why Texas had the lowest credit scores in the country, but they didn't have the highest foreclosure rate. And that was the reason why.
We still had equity. Every other state was doing 100%. They were doing 100% home equity loans.
Or 125.
125. They're even doing it now in some states. They're giving you a line of credit at purchase. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a 80% first lien, and then they're giving you a 15% second lien on a line of credit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's not a lot of equity in those homes in those scenarios.
Yep.
And so, anyway, we want to help you with your home loan. So get your text in, and here's how you do it. I want to buy a house. I don't know what I can afford. Send us your current income, your expected down payment, and your credit score by text. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to buy in a range, where your rate ranges are going to be, what kind of loans you might be looking at based on your credit score, and your income. And so we'll give you an idea how much home you can get. And if you want to get cash out of your home, because so many people are getting home equity loans, it's a majority of the loans out there, people getting cash out, 100 grand here, 200 grand there, 70 grand, need to get some cash out for some things. A lot of you are keeping your first lien in place and then just getting a second lien. You're going to find a lot of those second liens around 8 to 10% in many cases, depending on credit and equity. Call us or text us at 214-354-5989. The current information for a home equity loan will give you an idea about what you might be looking at. That's your current home balance, your mortgage balance, your home value. That's two things, your current mortgage balance and your home value, as well as your credit score and your interest rate. So it's credit score, interest rate, and then your home information, your current mortgage balance and your home value. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out, whether you're going to be qualifying for a traditional loan or a non-QM loan. A lot of you are getting these fixed rate second loans, which is great because you know what your payment's going to be. It's not going to be fluctuating up and down. Let's get you into a nice fixed rate second loan. And then you can always refinance that later. A lot of people, Bobby, you say people don't know it. They can get a second lien on an investment property or a
second
home.
They don't know it. And that's, if you're out there driving around, you have an investment property, you need cash. Hey,
second lien home equity loan.
Yeah, second lien.
Use it to buy some more buy some more property.
And it's just like investment cash out or whatever, that the interest rate's basically going to be 1% higher than it would be on a home equity.
Here's a question for you, Bubba.
All right.
It says, I have a home. It's in a trust, and the trustees and myself, yeah, the trustees are myself and my father. Can you get a home equity loan in a trust? And home loan is worth, home is worth about 700 grand and it's paid off. So that it's paid off, it's in a trust.
From what I've seen over my years, it has to come out of the trust before you can get a home equity loan. And then you can put it back in after you get the home equity loan. And that's, I mean, and there's two kinds of trusts. One's, I think, I'm trying to remember, I haven't dealt with it in a while, but I had it this week, and basically they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to take it out of a trust.
It's the same with people who are starting up a trust, right? They have assets.
They're trying to protect.
And then they got to start a trust, and then they got to take their assets and move it into the trust. And so for a period of time, you might take the home out of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the ramifications of that. If you're taking it out, if you have to pay any capital gains on taking it out of the trust when you take it out of the trust. Let's say the home was bought for $400,000 and now it's worth $700,000. You take it out of the trust. Once you're taking it out of the trust, there might be tax implications.
Well,
and so you got to talk to your CPA.
I don't think that's what I haven't seen that come to play.
Well, here's the thing is, we haven't had to deal with the tax implications,
right.
But if you're trying to get cash out, that's what you're going to have to do if you're trying to get that cash out loan. So make sure you get in touch with us at texaslending.com. Bubba is the king of Texas home equity loans. He's probably done about an average of 20 home equity loans a month for 20 some years. He's seen this. He's seen that. He's seen the ups and downs. And
I've
so
seen the divorce.
He's seen everything. And we should actually get marriage counseling credit. You know, if we had to go get a marriage counseling license, we'd probably get 120 hours of credit for dealing with some of this stuff. We've seen what causes the pain and the anguish. Sometimes it's just the application. Sometimes people get a mortgage, they put in information on our website, and then we call, and then the spouse answers the phone, and what are they calling you for? We don't want to get a mortgage. And then the other person, then we got to say, well, they were looking to your best interest.
The old spouse thing, I've run into that many, many times.
They said something about moving out of the country and with their boyfriend or girlfriend.
What do you mean my wife has to sign?
We can get you divorced real fast. If you want us to give them the bad news, for the right amount of beer, Bubba will do it for you. Okay. Get in touch with us at texaslending.com. Go online, get your information in. We have loan officers that will call you today. And enjoying the dry weather, enjoying the 100-degree heat without humidity this week, Bubba. I've been outside the last few days and it was...
Hadn't been that bad, really.
About a month ago, it was 90 degrees and the humidity was relentless. I was up in Indiana last week. It was 95 degrees, about 90% humidity. And I would lose about 3 pounds of water 2 minutes into walking outside. It was so humid outside up there near Lake Michigan. And now this dry heat down there feels really good to be outside. And it's good as you, with the aging bones and muscles of inappropriate Uncle Bubba here, he enjoys the heat, don't you?
Yes, I love the heat.
Well, we're getting some heat right now. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer your questions at 214-354-5989. Get your questions in now. I'll answer them after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We are back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Time to get your questions in at 214-354-5989. That's a text line. Get in touch with us now. I'll answer them here on the show. We have some coming in. You want to answer your questions about you buying, getting cash out of your home? Let's get it going right now. And this one says, Bubba, they make $100,000 a year.
Okay.
They have a mortgage balance of 256.
Okay.
They have a credit score of 634.
Okay.
Can they... Okay, they need to resend us some information here. It says their home value is 256 and the home value is 250. Can I get cash out?
No.
It says the purchase price was $282 and it's worth $250. Might be worth $350. I'm just taking a big guess that they had a fat finger there. Okay, so yeah. But they don't have any equity in the house according to what they put in there. And so the mortgage balance is $256. It says the home value is $250. And so in Texas, whenever we get cash out, once that cash out loan closes, whether it's a first lien cash out, a first lien home equity loan. And you say, what's the difference between a first lien cash out and a first lien home mm-hmm. equity loan? A cash out is usually someone that's refinancing an existing loan
mm-hmm.
and putting cash on. So I owe $200. I'm going to get a loan of $250. So I'm going to refinance and get $50 out minus some closing costs.
Right.
That's a cash out refinance. A home equity loan is still the same thing, but a home equity loan might be your home is paid off. And you're going to get $100,000 of home equity out. And that's a first lien home equity loan. They're both first lien home equity loans.
Right.
And then a second lien home equity is when you're going to get a line of credit or a fixed rate home equity loan. We work on the fixed rate home equity loans. We find that that's the best deal for you. And there's a better secondary market for it. That means there's more opportunities.
And you have to have a first lien that is not a home equity.
Yes, you cannot have.
It has to be purchase or refinance rate and term.
In Texas, there may be only one open home equity loan on a title at one time. That property, the property you're living in, may only have one open home equity loan at a time. So if your first loan is currently a home equity loan, you got it 3%, and you want to refinance it and get more cash, we can only get you a first lien home equity. We can't get you. Keep the first lien home equity loan open and refinance the second lien, get another home equity loan. So it can only be one at a time, Texas rules. And so we can help you sift through those questions when you get in touch with us, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. That's the text line. Get us your questions. We want to answer them right now. This person says their home is worth $800,000, Bubba. They said they bought it for $400. It's worth $800 now.
Wow.
And they owe $300. They owe $300,000 at 2.875.
Wow.
And so
that's second lien territory there.
How much cash can I get out on an $800,000 loan? No, value, home value, when I owe $300 on my first loan and my first lien rate is 2.875. Let's leave that 2.875 all by itself. And if you want to get the maximum.
Assuming you have good credit.
The maximum you can get out is an extra $340,000. So that would be a combined $640,000 on an $800,000 home value. That's the 80%.
Buy your rental property.
Yeah, $340,000. You can go out there and buy a little second home somewhere.
A rental property.
Yeah. So get in touch with us and we'll be happy to look at it for you. It's interesting, the world, the way it is right now. Mm. Everyone's waiting for rates to go down when home values are all-time highs. There are people really getting squeezed by this market, and there are people getting rich in this market. And it seems like there's not much in between. People getting wiped out and people getting rich. And how do we change that? Well, we need to have opportunities. It means we all need to have more job opportunities out there and not limited opportunities. So let's find ways to get that done. Hey, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Some things coming right now in the mortgage world that we've announced on this show recently, but we want to talk about right now. One is there's something called trigger leads.
Mm.
And a trigger lead is the bane of the mortgage world existence. When you call a mortgage company like TexasLending.com and we run your credit, for the last 20 years or so, the credit bureaus have been selling your information. When you run your credit, the credit bureaus get in line with these, I call it less than,
reputable.
Less than reputable companies.
Reputable.
And what they do is they sell your credit information. They say, hey, this person just pulled their credit for a mortgage. You might want to call them. They might want to get a mortgage. So you're calling TexasLending.com. You're trying to get your loan done. And now the credit bureau, without your knowledge, it's funny. Everyone was up in arms about the Doge people, getting in and finding out where the waste and fraud was. But for the last 20 years, the credit bureaus have been selling your information to people you never gave authorization to. You never authorized a credit bureau to give your information to someone in Idaho who might be working out of their apartment, yep, who is a mortgage broker, and they might, we don't know who they are. And so now they're calling you and saying, hey, I found out you're looking for a mortgage. And you go, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden you have 10 mortgage companies calling you because the credit bureaus, I call it illegally. The credit bureau
sold, be illegal.
Sold, well, the big beautiful bill signed into law says this is no longer legal. It is no longer legal starting in January for the credit bureaus to sell your information without your knowledge to mortgage companies who you don't know.
Yep.
And did not qualify with and did not want to have call. You spend all your time to find a company that's reputable. All of a sudden, someone calls you who does no marketing, working out of their garage, and says, well, I can do it for a little bit less because I've spent no marketing. You know, they buy those loans for like 2 cents. They buy your information for 2 cents. The credit bureaus sell this information for $2, 2 cents, whatever it is.
Oh, I bet it's more than that.
That's illegal now. It was really cheap. It was really cheap. Yeah. But we never did them. We never did this business. We never said we're going to buy people's credit information without the people knowing it. And so we've been doing it the old-fashioned way. We've been marketing on TV and marketing on radio, marketing on the internet for you to call us. If you've called us, then we've given you a reason for you to call us. That's illegal starting next year. And so that's going to allow mortgage companies that are out there building their reputation so that you may call them. It'll save those mortgage companies from having the less than reputable companies. We call it stealing the business.
Yep.
It'd be like you're sitting down, you know, it'd be like you sitting down at a restaurant. You've already ordered your food and someone walks in and says, well, I'll give you that steak for a dollar cheaper. And you go, that sounds great. And you just get up and walk, leave the table. That's what it's been like in the mortgage business with these trigger leads.
And you can protect yourself from that by going to
opt out pre-screen.
And just put in your information and choose to have your information blocked for 5 years.
If you want to save the planet, as they say, save the planet. What? How do you save the planet? Well, get 100% less junk mail. When they say you're pre-approved, it's because they've pulled your credit and without your knowledge and said, hey, you're pre-approved for this. You get all this mail. You're pre-approved for all these things. You can get out of all that. They can send you all this less mail. They can send all this less. That's Michigan English. They can send all this less mail. You can get less mail if you go to opt out prescreen.com. That's how you get your number in there on the do not call list. You get your number on the do not call list by going to optoutprescreen.com and putting your information in there, your cell phone number and other information so that you no longer have them calling you. And once you're on that do not call list, you have rights. And so you can go to opt out prescreen today. Mm-hmm. And that's stopping next year. So that's good
sometime
news.
Sometime next year. They don't say
sometime,
exactly.
Sometime next year.
Yeah.
There'll be other ways. It's someone's like, going to get around this. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, they always figure out a way to scam you.
Maybe they'll sell it to the government. Then the government will sell it. And who knows? Yeah. The only ones allowed to sell your information is, you know, the only ones that can do it are the people that you said don't. It tells you can't do it. Okay. Questions.
What else is coming down?
Send your questions to 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We're going to take a break right now. We want to take a break right now. And we want you to text us. We have some questions coming in about rental properties and some other things. Get your question in right now, 214-354-5989. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Get yourself ready for some sports talk here in about 25 minutes or so. In the meantime, that saves you some money when you're trying to buy a house, trying to get cash out of your house, when you're trying to save your money on your mortgage payment. We're TexasLending.com right here in your backyard, right part of the DFW Metroplex. Been here doing TexasLending.com since 1998. So make sure you get in touch with us right now so we can help you get yourself going on that mortgage loan. And Bubba, we got the questions coming in. We appreciate your questions because Bubba gets lonely.
Lonely. Only the lonely.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba gets lonely when you don't text him your questions. Okay. Just Bubba, they say they have a home paid off.
Yeah.
The value is $325.
Okay.
And they have a $250,000 salary and an 820 credit score. Mm. How many rentals will I be able to get?
Cars?
How many rentals would you be able to get? Well, if the home is paid off at 325, you're trying to get cash out. Your cash out amount would be 260. 260K is 80% of 325. And yeah. So $260,000, if you're going to go out and buy rental properties, if you're going to put 20% down on a rental property, then you got to figure 20% down. How much can 260K get you in terms of rental properties? Now, if you're going to go out and get rental properties, just know this. If you haven't done rental properties before and you're going to start buying rental properties, when you buy those properties, your income that you have, the amount of rental properties you have is going to be dependent on that income. How much can you afford all by yourself on that $250,000? Why? Because sometimes renters don't pay. And unless you have Vinny and Rocco knocking on their door to let them know that something bad is going to happen potentially to them if they don't start paying the rent, if you don't do that, you're paying that mortgage all by yourself. And so we don't want unfortunate things happening to those renters who aren't paying when Vinny and Rocco knock on their door. So let's make sure that you can afford those payments with your $250K of salary. That's going to determine how many rental properties you can have. Now, once people are renting those properties and paying on those properties, and you can document how much rental income is coming in your tax returns, then we can start getting you some more rental properties. But in the beginning, it's going to be limited by your income until you have a history of getting those rental payments in. And so how much money can you put down? How big is the home that you're going to be buying? Is it a $400,000 home with 20% down? A $400,000 rental property with 20% down is going to be $80,000. So if you get $260,000 out of your house, minus the closing cost, if you get that $260,000 out, how many $80,000 down payments can you get into a rental property? That's going to determine how many rental properties you can buy.
And how much reserves you have too.
Yep.
Because you have to have reserves to cover all mortgages.
That's what we're talking. You have to have you have to have the payments. You have to have the income ready to do on that. And Bubba, you've done a few of those things. Yes. And so make sure you get your questions into us. 214-354-5989. We will give you the best answers that we have. If we don't know the answer, we'll make up the answer and you won't know otherwise. And we'll all go on with our happy day. Okay. Bubba, next question. Home equity loan. $500,000. Their appraised value is $750K, Bubba. And their credit score is 760. So you have a good credit score, 760. Mm-hmm. You have an appraised value of 750. And you owe, it says, a home equity loan of $500K. The current interest rate is 7%. What about home equity loan, an annual income of $125K? This is going to be limited by your they make $10,000 a month, $10,500 a month in income. And they want to get, it says HE loan, 500K. So they owe 500K. 80% of 750 is about 600K. And they owe 500K. So they might be able to get 100K out here. And so the question is, do we refinance that 7% rate? If you currently have a home equity loan at 500K, then the maximum additional money you could get out sounds like it might be 100K, but it's going to be dependent on your credit.
You'd have to pay off the other one.
But they only make $10,500 a month, and if they get a $600,000 loan, that payment is going to be, then the payment's going to
debt ratio.
It's going to press your debt ratio.
Because you have to know what vehicles and everything else. You know?
Yeah, we have to. Your debt ratio there. You see, on a $600,000 home equity loan, at a current rates, you're probably going to have a payment of $5,500, somewhere in there, $5,500, and you make $10,000 a month. So that mortgage payment is going to be 50% of your current income, and that's not going to fly in the current market of the requirement of us documenting your ability to repay that loan. So we got to take a look at everything. let's take a look at your income that you have. Is your income all, how much of that income you're writing off in your taxes? Is there anything? Because sometimes we can, listen, sometimes you have income that we can gross up. For example, you make, you have this income of $5,000 a month, but it's such that we can gross it up from $5,000 to more because you're not paying taxes on it. Maybe you have a situation where you have a disability income and it's not being taxed. And so we can gross that income up because other people making $5,000 a month are paying taxes on it.
Right.
And if you have a disability income and you're making $5,000 a month on that, and we can gross that income up. And why can we gross it up? Because there's no taxes being paid. And so the person making $5,000 a month who's paying taxes, they might only be bringing home $4,000 a month. And so we have to take a look at your situation, find out the full story, and we'll see what we can do for you. Call one of our loan officers. They'll run the scenario and give you some numbers, and we can take a look and see if it works. All text lines are open at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Bubba, you said you've seen home values, you've seen appraisals come in low. You see it happening on home equity loans too? We see some home purchases
coming. Some of the AVMs have come in lower for the second liens.
So an AVM
is automatic value.
So sometimes we don't need a full appraisal.
Yeah.
When we go get a second lien, we don't have to get a $600 appraisal. What do they charge for the AVMs?
Well, it
the automatic.
Yeah, it's all part of the loan. So, I mean, when you play with the
second lien, fixed home equity loan.
When you pay your closing costs, which, you know, on those is anywhere between 1%, 2%, you know, of closing costs.
Uh-huh.
So like a $50,000 loan would cost you, you know,
so the audit, $1,000. But they don't have to put $500 up for
but sometimes,
let me ask you a question. At what point on the second lien home equity loan do they have to pay for an appraisal? When?
After over $250,000.
So if the loan is going to be over $250,000,
uh-huh,
then they have to pay for an appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
If the loan is going to be $100,000 and they want a second lien, they say, okay, if I got my 3% first loan, I want to get $100,000 out, they're not paying for an appraisal.
And if you don't like the automated value, then
you can get an appraisal.
You can get an appraisal. And I've had that happen this week, that they had to get an appraisal to make it work because they thought the automated value was a lot lower than what their value was.
This information is going to help so many of you who are like, I want to get a second loan, but I don't want to really put up $600 to get my home appraised. If you want to get that second lien home equity loan or just a fixed rate home equity loan, if your home is paid off, and you want to get a fixed rate home equity loan, you might be able to get that AVM, the automated value appraisal, where you don't pay that thing up front. And then as long as that loan's under $250,000 and the amount you're getting is less than 80%, Bubba, or does the LTV need to be a certain amount? The loan
depending on credit score.
So this is going to be a risk-based model of whether you need the appraisal or not.
Right.
Based on your credit score, how much money you're getting out, you may not need an appraisal on a second lien or if your home is paid off, fixed-rate home equity loan.
I'd say 90% of the ones we do don't have to have an appraisal.
On the second liens.
Because most of the people have a lot of equity that are doing these loans.
So those of you who are trying to get that done, get in touch with us here at texaslending.com. Go to our website or type in texaslending.com. Get us your name, your contact info. We will set up some time to talk with you. We'll call you immediately. We'll text you immediately. We'll email you immediately. And then when you're ready to go, make sure you get in touch with us and we'll get that second lien done. Or if you're trying to get that home purchase done, you can text us right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Your questions, and we'll answer them for you here on the station. And that text line is 214-354-5989. Send us your questions right now, and we will answer them for you. And we'll get to more of those questions after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba
is, oh, wow,
is there. He's over there. Oh, wow, what, Bubba? What's going on? What do you see?
Time just flies. I'm just sitting there. It's almost...
It's near the end of the show. Bubba is he's going to miss you all for this week. Make sure that you get in touch with us next week. We have a few minutes left. Get your questions in now. 214-354-5989. We talked about changes coming next year. No more trigger leads where the credit bureaus sell your credit information to mortgage companies you don't know. When you get your credit pulled with the company, hey, I want to call this company. You call them up. The next thing you know, they sell your information to 10 different companies, and you're getting phone calls from people you never... So if I wanted to go to LendingTree, or I went to LendingTree and I had 25 companies call me. You know, the worst part is you go to LendingTree, you go, I want these five companies to call me. Next thing you know, there's trigger leads going on. Then there's 25 companies calling you, and you're ready just to end it all. Like, you don't need to jump off a bridge. Just get a big, beautiful bill passed where they make it illegal to sell your information to people you didn't allow to call you. And so that's going to be happening next year. Also, the Vantage score is coming. The Vantage score for mortgages is still being set up. There have been changes in regulations that are now involved in buying the mortgage that they have not got programmed into the algorithms yet. And so we go get you approved for loans, and then they have these new manual regulations that have not been put into the... They have not put into the system yet. And so then after we get you approved, then we got to send it in for a secondary approval to make sure that the new regulations that are not yet in the computer system and program, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But know the Vantage score. The Vantage score, people don't have the infrastructure yet set up for this. The FHFA has approved the use of the Vantage score now. What is the Vantage score going to do? It's going to allow you... who have been paying your rent to get your rent on your credit score. And now if you don't have a whole bunch of credit built up, you can use your rental payments, your utility payments, add them into your credit score if you've been paying them on time, and now you have a credit score. Without having credit cards, the Vantage score will now allow you to do that. However, in retaliation or in response or in reaction, the FICO people, which is a corporation, has said, well, we're going to do that too now. they've had all these years to do it.
It sounds like the Live and the PGA Tour.
Yeah. That's right. The PGA Tour, not Live coming. We're going to do all this. Well, everyone's been asking to have this happen.
Yeah.
Well, now the FICO is coming out and saying, well, we're going to do that too. So now you have the Vantage score, which is going to have a different score than the FICO. But now we're going to be able to use your rental payments, your utilities in your credit score. So now you don't have to go out there and get a bunch of credit cards going.
But
it's not integrated yet into all the computer systems. It has to be programmed into the systems. And then we have to have a secondary market who's ready to buy off on it. Okay, we will approve this and buy it. It's not just FHA allowing it. It's a secondary market which has to understand the risk analysis of having someone who doesn't have credit cards and a credit card payment history. What is their chances of paying a mortgage on time?
And there's going to have to be an upfront charge for this. Because mortgage companies are not going to be able to just...
Well, here's the other thing. Is the Vantage score, credit score, is going to be much less than the current cost of getting a credit report pulled.
Right.
Because since the mortgage business has dropped 75% the last 4 years, the credit report costs have tripled.
Yes.
And so, or quadrupled. And so the credit report people say, okay, we understand there's 75% less business. We're just going to accept that. They say, we're just going to triple our cost for a credit report. Our business hasn't dropped at all. And so now mortgage companies used to cost a couple hundred dollars in credit reports to close a mortgage loan is now up around $800 per closed loan.
Jeez.
and we can only charge you the $100 it costs you to run your credit, but everyone's applying and not everyone qualifies.
Right.
It costs a mortgage company. You say, why does it cost a mortgage company $9,000 per closed loan?
Yes.
Because it's nearly $1,000 just in the credit reports we're pulling per closed loan. And so it's insanity.
Yeah.
It's insanity. So that's what's going on in the mortgage world. We want to make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com. We're sharing information you otherwise don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't know this stuff.
You just want a mortgage. You don't want to know how to rebuild the clock.
Yeah.
But when you ask us what's going on, we're gonna sit down at dinner with you until you don't want to even eat dessert.
You're
going
to take us to dinner.
He's like, we're going to help you lose weight at dinner. You're just going to get up and walk away from the table.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ate my steak. I'm going to skip the peas and carrots. This guy's talking too much about the mortgages. Okay. Yeah,
I got mortgage head.
Yes. 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 You'll have Loanzheimer's. You'll get Loanzheimer's. But if you talk to us too long, you'll forget where your car is in the parking lot. Makes y'all feel better about yourself. No, you're not the crazy one. It's us. And now your self-esteem is improved. I thought I was crazy. These mortgage people. Woo. And so there is a lot of coffee drunken and there's a lot of beers drinking. And you're in the mortgage world. Make sure you get in touch with us because we are the ones taking the heat. We're on the front ends in recon for you when you're trying to get that mortgage information. We'll get you that free pre-approval. Mm-hmm. We'll run the numbers by you. We'll sit with you for a month, 2-6 months. When you're ready to get that loan done, we're here for you at TexasLending.com. That's the kind of people we are. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
Didn't start that way. He was conditioned to that.
Right.
He was conditioned into that job. Maybe it's inappropriate Grandpa Bubba.
Papa Bubba.
Papa, inappropriate Papa Bubba.
Yep. Yeah, back in 2002, we just threw it against the wall and see if it stuck.
Yep.
That's now, how I got started in the business.
Get in touch with us now at TexasLending.com and go to our website to get that information in there. We've run out of time to take your questions, but we do want you to go to our website. One of our loan officers will call you immediately.
Maybe Uncle Bubba.
Maybe inappropriate Uncle Bubba will be reaching out to you.
I never call myself inappropriate. Only Kevin does.
Well, there are reasons for that. It is not. You have to earn that name.
Yes, you do.
You just don't. We don't throw it out there loosely. So it's a well-deserved name. Make sure you get in touch with us during the week, though. Our loan officers want to answer your questions for you. They want to take your questions here on the weekend. We have loan officers who will call you on Saturday. If you get your information here today, we'll be calling you back today. If you get your information in there tomorrow, loan officers will call you back tomorrow.
Yes.
Get it going before the kids get back to school. Get it going before you get your tax bill coming in at the end of the year. Get ahead of the game before your credit scores get hit because your debt-to-income ratio is getting too high. And we will start your loan for you. But we got to get out of here for now. Your sports day starts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.